This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's drug regulator says the coronavirus vaccines being used across the country appear safe with only a few issues developing. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
In a statement, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says vaccine benefits continue to far outweigh any risks, according to its latest monitoring data. Figures show that of the 10 million COVID-19 vaccines administered, there have been 22,820 reports of suspected side effects for a rate of about 3 to 1,000 doses. The agency says the vast majority of side effects are mild and all are in line with most types of vaccine, including the seasonal flu. The most commonly reported ones are sore arms and mild flu-like symptoms. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Johnson & Johnson has asked U.S. health regulators to authorize its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The drug maker's application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration follows its January 29th report in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single-shot vaccine could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious U.K. coronavirus variant. The Czech Republic may consider using vaccines not registered in the European Union to speed up vaccinations, according to the Czech Prime Minister. He made his comments on a trip to Hungary Friday, which was given emergency approval to Russian and Chinese vaccines. This is VOA News. The official COVID-19 death toll across the United States has crossed 450,000. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Daily deaths remain stubbornly high, more than 3,000 each day. But after new cases hit a peak just after the holidays,
somewhere next week, perhaps a week after, we will start seeing deaths come down.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells the AP it's good news that hospitalizations and case numbers are down, but she worries Americans may offset the trends by relaxing and coming together, like this weekend on Super Bowl Sunday. The fight against the virus may soon get a boost. Johnson & Johnson has asked federal regulators to clear the world's first single-dose vaccine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Palestinian was shot dead Friday inside a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank that he infiltrated overnight, sources from both sides said. The 34-year-old family man and Palestinian Finance Ministry employee was gunned down by settlers, the official Palestinian news agency reported. Palestine's civil affairs minister condemned the killing, saying on Twitter it had come after settlers had seized the man's land and moved caravans onto it. The Israeli army said he had been neutralized by a guard in a farm that he had infiltrated and that no weapons were found in his possession. Detectives in the west of Scotland have launched an investigation after two women and a man were killed. A 39-year-old woman was discovered in the parking lot of a hospital southwest of Glasgow about 7:45 p.m. Thursday. She died at the scene. About 20 minutes later, a 24-year-old woman was found stabbed in a street in town. She died at the hospital. And a 40-year-old man was found dead around 8:30 p.m. after a car crashed nearby, according to police. Officers quickly ruled out a link to terrorism, but the hospital was put under lockdown for several hours. Russia Friday announced the expulsion of diplomats from Sweden, Germany, and Poland, accusing them of taking part in illegal protests last month against the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The foreign ministry said in a statement that Moscow considered the actions of the diplomats unacceptable. A one-time ally of Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi said Friday that she was no traitor for accepting a ministerial post with the junta that overthrew the elected leader this week. The social welfare minister told Reuters the new military government was inclusive and committed to democracy in one of the first interviews that any member of the new government has given since the coup on Monday. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.